Digital Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We're talking with Devin Remicker. He is running for Democratic Party Wisconsin chair. It's interesting how, like, all these races, I mean, this is a big deal. You know, it's a huge position of importance. And we were kind of talking on the other side of the break about when we had to pivot during COVID and all of this. A lot of the organizers that I spoke with during the last presidential campaign, they felt that that there was a lot of momentum because they saw Democratic organizers on the streets everywhere. We were everywhere, and they didn't see the Trump people out there. And I think there was a lot of, and I don't know the numbers, but that's some of the feedback that I got from the people that were on the street. And oh my God, we're everywhere. They're nowhere. And they ended up winning. What do you take from that? And how critical is the role of the Wisdem's chair to set that strategy for, okay, this is, we got to reelect Tony Evers if he's doing it. This is how we're going to do it. How would you lay that strategy out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, you know, it's certainly, as someone who was on the campaign, I always thought that it was going to be neck and neck in a very close election here in Wisconsin. And, you know, I would be lying if I said that I wasn't getting a little excited once I saw, you know, like 3,000 people show up to a rally in Little Chute, Wisconsin. You know, like that is, when you look at where, you know, like that was something special. I think that what it was that Republicans were communicating and they were doing things. It just wasn't in places that were immediately visible to us. You know, it may not have been on the street, but also a lot of people's communication is done digitally now. And I think that is, you know, a territory where Democrats have not been able to get in the fights as much as we have. I think we have an excellent organizing team that does an excellent job of all the sort of on the ground campaign work that we think of. And we need to keep that going. But we also need to do more than just knock on doors. As part of my hometown, Facebook feed, I see, like the news and information page for Two Rivers, just full of people pushing, you know, Republican propaganda constantly down people's throats, just 24/7. You can't even, you know, post anything innocuous without it being, you know, trolled or spammed in some sort of way. But this sort of stuff has a real chilling effect, and it has a persuasive effect. If people think everyone around them is supporting this candidate, it both creates permission when you have someone who is basically subverting democracy to still support them. And it also makes Democrats who might raise their hand and say, hey, this isn't okay, a lot less willing to do that because they don't want to deal with the harassment. They don't want to deal with the noise. They don't want to deal with it. And I think that this is, you know, sort of a key thing is how do we build upon, you know, what is already a fantastic organizing operation to also make sure that we are reaching people in the digital space. And I think that is going to be a central focus of how we move forward.
It really is insane because, you know, when I was chair of the Republican Party, one of the things that we talked about was how the Democratic apparatus was so wrapped up and had that digital space down when Barack Obama was running and all of that. I mean, I was chair during Obama and Mitt Romney, and that was one of the things where people kept saying, oh, well, they own digital and we have to get better at that. How did we go from the Democrats owning the digital space to now a place where we're behind?
Yeah, well, I think there's probably a couple of reasons for that. Number one, you know, at that time, it's easy to, I think, forget that not everyone had a smartphone. Not everyone was on Facebook. Yeah. You know, a lot of social media was still in its infancy in 2012. And now everyone's on it. You know, grandma has a Facebook. And I think that it has sort of changed the overall balance of the ecosystem. But I think at the same time, Democrats sort of took for granted the support of young people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you sort of look at the major drivers of engagement in the digital space, it is definitely sort of overweighted to young people and what they talk about, what issues they're invested in. And I think that by sort of seeding that ground, by taking those voters for granted, or not being a party that they could see themselves in, I think that that really, really hurt us. And a lot of the young folks that were engaging on social media, you know, just weren't fully bought in on the campaign in the same way that they might have been for President Obama in 2012. So I think that that sort of double whammy really hit us. And, you know, we'll give Republicans credit. They really intentionally invested in reaching young people. I mean, they set up an entire apparatus and ecosystem to sort of, you know, try to push on them their own propaganda. And I think it did make a difference.
It is wild to me how, you know, I see some of the numbers for young people going, yeah, like youth would always go to the left. And now, like, that's in question. That's wild to me.
It is. It really is. You know, and I think that it's a really interesting dynamic. You know, I think that there's definitely a gender divide amongst young voters. But, you know, even that doesn't universally explain the trend. I mean, you look at UW La Crosse, obviously, which I'm pretty familiar with. You know, we've lost one of the biggest student wards in that campus.
What?
However, in the, for real. Wow. In the spring election, we won it again quite handily. And I think the difference is that there were young men in particular that showed up to vote in 2024 that probably weren't as tuned into the Supreme Court race. I think that is responsible for a lot of what took us by surprise. And in some ways, 2020, you know, might have been lulled us into a false sense of security about where young folks were at because of a lot of the campuses in the state, students went home. Wisconsin was kind of getting rocked by a COVID wave right towards the election. And, you know, I think it may have led to results that seemed more optimistic than they actually were. And it finally kind of caught up to us in this higher turnout presidential election in 2024.
We're going to continue this discussion here. We got one more segment here with Devin Remicker, candidate for WISDEM's chair. Stick around. We're going to talk about what do we do next on the Rational Revolution. We'll see you in a little bit.